How is homecoming? Julie asked. Nick didn't know. He and Tucker didn't go. How are your classes? She continued. To this, Nick offered even less. Are you dating anyone? Julie asked. No, Nick said, and forked green beans from his plate, as if to say, end of discussion.
According to Mother, the wider world knew about me. Out beyond, they weren't like us. Self-sufficient, strong, wise. They were needy. A planet full of pickers and pickings, with anyone you'd meet guaranteed to be searching for one of two things, someone who could work or someone who would hire.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, hi. My wedding ring fell down the sink and I can't get it back up. Can you send someone?
Ma'am, this is not an emergency. Please don't call again. You're holding up the line. Kate disconnected the call and clicked on the next one. It was hour 6 on the job, and her position as an emergency responder was tedious at best, just the way she liked it. Tedious meant no one was dying in a fire or being murdered. She picked up the next call. 911, what's your emergency?
Hi, is this Seymour Butts' residence?
The kid on the other end sounded way too old to be doing something this pathetic. Kate listened to him and his buddies giggling and rolled her eyes.
Do not use this line for practical jokes. Do not call again.
She hung up the call and glanced at the family photo on her desk. It showed Kate, her husband Bill, and their children Sarah and Johnny. They'd taken it last year on a family trip to California, right on the beach. Kate smiled whenever she thought of that safe, golden little unit they formed together. 12 years of marriage, and she was as blissfully in love with her husband as ever. 10 years of motherhood, and every day was better than the one before. She clicked on the next call, checking the clock as she did. Just another hour, and she could head home. Today was special, after all. Their anniversary. 911, what's your emergency?
Help! Help!
It was a little girl's voice, and didn't sound like a prank. Kate sat up, frowning. The child sounded strangely familiar.
He's in the house and he's screaming. He's breaking things and he hit my brother.
Sweetheart, it's all right. Are you in a safe place? Can you talk?
I'm in my room.
What's your name? Can you give me your address?
Sarah Jeffries, 186 Sparta Avenue.
Kate froze in the middle of typing up the report. Her world imploded. Sarah?
Mommy? Mommy, help! Help! He's got Johnny!
He neared the door, only to have Andrea latch onto his forearm and yank him into the hall. Nick, Andrea said softly, as Nick tried to keep from falling. This is Carmen.
Hi, Nick,
said Carmen in the sweetest of voices with the most brilliant smile. She was an angel. She was not just beautiful, she was breathtaking. Nick had no idea what to say or do. He just stood for a moment and looked at her deep brown eyes and the hair she had styled around her pretty face. He was stunned. She had said hello, and he had no way of responding. He contemplated escape, but he couldn't stop staring at her. She wore a royal blue skirt that hung below her knees over black tights and cute red and black shoes. She wore a white top with a scarf with dark blue paisley print. Her necklace was a thin gold chain, accentuating her delicate features, and her hair pulled up into a ponytail, tied with a blue ribbon matching her skirt. All Nick could do was stare. Andrea was growing anxious and elbowed Nick for her response.
Hi, nice to meet you, he stuttered.